You've worked hard for what you have, your money, your assets, your 401k, and home. Isn't it all worth protecting? Nearly one in four consumers have been a victim of identity theft. LifeLock Ultimate Plus helps protect your finances with up to $3 million in reimbursement. LifeLock alerts you to identity threats you might miss. And if your identity is stolen, your dedicated U.S.-based restoration specialist will work to fix it. Let LifeLock help protect what you've worked so hard for. Save 25% off your first year on LifeLock Ultimate Plus at LifeLock.com/aware. Terms apply.
Dude kicks out his baby mama because she got mad at him because he bought cigarettes instead of buying eggs for the kids.
I don't want nobody to keep arguing around my kids, dog. That's all you want to do. They didn't last time.
Yeah, no, they will.
And they won't, though. They're going to tell you to get the f*** out of my face.
I got a scratch on my neck and I want her out my house.
Yeah, because he was just in my face.
I got a scratch on my neck.
There is 67 views on his live.
I want you out. I don't give a f***.
Scratch on his face, y'all.
You're leaving. Call him. Now.
I can't deal with him.
Get the f*** out.
This is weak as f***. Look, and this is what they got to deal with.
Get the f*** out.
He's very mad because he bought cigarettes.
Is he the kid's dad?
Yeah.
He is, all right.
Yeah. And he bought cigarettes instead of eggs for the kids. So the kids are walking around all pissed off and hungry.
Yeah. They are dealing with this.
Yeah, the kid, I want food.
Yeah.
Some breakfast for my kids. That's pathetic as
That's right. Need some breakfast for your kids. Hell yeah. Remember, that's what Nard used to call it, breakfast.
Breakfast.
Need some damn breakfast for your kids.
But this chose to get cigarettes over eggs. He won't worry about how long eggs last in house instead of my kids having a four-course breakfast.
Somebody reminded me that a couple of years ago I admitted to buying weed with my kids' Christmas money that my grandma had sent her. I don't know why grandma sent her 150 cash, you know what I mean? Wow. She don't need that much.
What's up?
She had a good Christmas that year, too.
Yeah, Michael.
That would have just been over the top.
Yeah, but you had a better Christmas.
I did.
Hello. What's up, Michael?
Hello? Hey, yeah, I once, the family wanted a, pool in the backyard, and I bought a boat, because I love fishing, and that's me time, and it's my boat. So, yeah, they were pretty upset about that, but, get a job.
Yep.
You want your kids to pay for the pool?
Yeah, I mean, that's the thing, I'm teaching them, how to be, and this is, it's me time. I do my fishing, and you want the pool, you want to swim in it, you get a job. You do your thing. So, they're taken care of, but it's this stuff. I got stuff that's just for me, and that's okay.
Yeah.
So instead of getting something that the whole family could enjoy, like a pool, got a fishing boat?
Mm-hmm.
Do the kids do the kids get to go fishing with dad?
No.
Why?
No, they're not allowed on the boat because they'll just mess it up. I mean, that's like you said earlier. They get to eat, they got the hot dogs and stuff, but I get me some steak. So
daddy gets
the
steak.
Right. Yeah, when they grow up, we can sit down and talk, but not right now, my friends.
Wow, that's harsh.
Yep.
It's harsh.
That is harsh.
And they can't even go on the boat.
No, they can't go on the boat.
Can your wife go on the boat?
I don't know. She behaves, I guess.
It sounds abusive, doesn't it? Why do you hate your family?
It doesn't sound abusive. It sounds like his family's not appreciative of him.
Yeah, that's the thing. No, I don't hate him at all. It's just like I said, they get the necessities. But, I'm the one
not a necessity.
There you go. That's what
I kind of understand on his side.
Because, a pool is just like, okay, the kids probably aren't going to keep, how much upkeep there is on a pool? Kids are probably just going to destroy it. This guy's worked his whole life, right? Like, he wants to buy a boat so that he can enjoy it while he's still an adult male and he's able to operate it and put it in the water. And, he's worked his ass off. He probably has a hard-working job, and it's just like, so if he wants to get a boat over giving the family a pool, I don't see anything wrong with that.
No, kids are just going to make it messy.
Yeah. I remember my senior year in high school, they have a senior trip, and I couldn't go on mine because it was around the same time that my mom had a Vegas trip with her girls. And so, I didn't get to go on my senior trip because mama had a Vegas trip. And so I, I was just the poor kid that didn't get to go, you know, down to Cozumel.
I hate your mom for
and
you.
And get blasted, you know what I mean? And go to Senor Frogs and possibly hook up. But I didn't get to do that because mama was in Vegas.
Goodness.
Those are the kinds of things that's messed up. This guy wanting to buy a boat that the whole family can use.
Yeah, but he doesn't want them to use.
Yeah, well, they'll still probably be out there. I mean, he doesn't want them to be, but come on. Like, that's a boat. That's a I'm all for, you know, your purchase, sir.
You know what? There's a big difference
between that and the guy that bought cigarettes over eggs.
Your family, every time you get on that boat without them, they hope it sinks.
It's just a lake.
No, they're all hoping daddy's fishing boat sinks.
Yeah. As long as you're not in the ocean, I'm sure you'll be all right.
Dad, I hope you hit a rock.
You got to be a damn dumbass, though, to sink it in the ocean, in a lake. Right? I mean, how bad of a boat driver are you? You sink that sumbitch out while you're bass fishing. That'd be awful.
No.
That'd be brutal.
The kids are eating hot dogs while dad's out on his boat.
So you think he should have got the pool?
I think, yeah, or something. Take him on a trip,
a family
trip. What
are you
going to
do with an above-ground pool?
Yeah. Can't use it all year?
Yeah.
I don't know. Get a heater on that bitch.
Right. Above-ground pools are instantly not cool the summer after.
Probably not.
Yeah. Because they've all went to hell. You know how many people were that above-ground pool that are like true?
True that.
They built a whole damn deck around the stupid-ass thing, too. Put all this work into it, and nobody uses it. It's just filled with grass. Yeah.
Waiting on a tax return? Hopefully it ends up in your hands. Fraudulent tax returns due to identity theft increased by 30% in 2023. If you're in a bind this tax season, LifeLock can help. Our U.S.-based restoration specialists are experts dedicated to helping solve your identity theft issues. And all LifeLock plans are backed by the $1 Million Protection Package. So we'll reimburse you up to the limits of your plan if you lose money due to identity theft. Help protect your information this tax season with LifeLock. Save up to 25% your first year at LifeLock.com/aware.